Today, we enter into the first of seven conversations that are all about thinking serendipitous thoughts. Let us begin by defining our terms. The word serendipity for us is very specific. It's a word that we use to describe when you can see the immediate and present magic and perfection of what is happening right now, right in front of you, both in the way you're thinking, the way you're speaking, and what you're directly experiencing. When we use the phrase thinking serendipitous thoughts, what we're talking about is a way of framing your attention towards the very thing that is perfectly right for you right now, and in a way that is delicious. But this is not an arrow aimed at a target. This is turning your attention to the fact of the serendipity in play. Not trying to generate serendipity, nor is it an attempt to try to conceive that the thoughts or the experiences or the moments are somehow or another arranged serendipitously, and it's just for you to uncover their presence. What's happening as you think serendipitous thoughts, meaning that you're putting your attention on this, is you're entering consciously into a state of being aware of the perfection that is rising up to meet you right now, right here in this very moment. As we go through this series of conversations, we will talk about this particular idea from a variety of different perspectives. But to be clear, this is not about taking an arrow and aiming it at a target. This is about falling back, becoming aware of the continuous and consistent truth of serendipity that is always in play. So we use the word serendipity to transmit an idea to you that is not this is what you need to go out and seek and find like an arrow aiming at a target. That's not why we say it. It's to say to you, this is what is always happening. There is an immediate and present magic and perfection in all that is happening right now, in your thought, in your speech, and in your direct experience. Now, notice the fact that we use the word experience, because one thing we also want to remind you of is that this idea of serendipity is leaning in the direction of observation. But when you use your observation for this purpose, to notice that there is indeed serendipity, and to pay attention to the fact of it, even when it seems like it's the most gossamer of threads, that it's the weakest of links, that it's just like, well, maybe I could sort of possibly see a serendipity in this moment. Even when you're doing that, what you're doing is training your perception in that direction. Logic will deny serendipity because logic requires preceding, current, and after effect. In other words, I picked up the apple. And once I picked up the apple was in my hand. And the reason the apple is in my hand is because I picked it up. I put the apple back down on the counter. And the reason why the apple is on the counter is because I put the apple back down. That's very logical. You stand up and you walk across the floor. That is why you are now on the other side of the room from where you started off in sitting. That is very logical. You've trained yourself to do this. It took a lot of effort, and it's not a waste of your time. It's very helpful, and there are certain specific things you do want to use logic for. Baking bread is one of them. Building bridges is another. Among many, many things, both vast as well as mundane. But serendipity is actually the normal flow of energy. All thoughts you're having, all words that you speak, and all experiences that you are in the middle of having are all serendipitously perfect. Thinking serendipitous thoughts is training your attention in that direction, not trying to achieve anything. Again, it's not an arrow that's aimed at a target. It's simply opening your eyes to the wonder and the magic and the immediacy of both, as well as the perfection of it all, and seeing it now. But as always, when you go in a certain direction and you turn your attention in that way, you start proving yourself right. So the point of having 7 daily conversations about this topic is to invite you to train your mind. Let's back up. It's not your mind that you're training. Your mind is already there. It's your perception. So your perception is how you hold yourself to be in the midst of what you're manifesting. There's a kind of perceiving that's logically based, that has trained, that you developed a skill to do, whereby you see yourself as an object floating among all the other objects that just happen to be randomly present. So the establishment of logic within the realm of what to do next and what to think about what you see and how to deal with what is right in front of you assumes either very intensely or even mildly that there's something awry, nothing is going the way you want it to, and you need to establish some sort of control over the current events, including the thoughts in your mind and the words that you're speaking, as well as how you're perceiving what you see around you. Logic would dictate that if you are emotionless, although that's not always the case, there's some forms of logic where, and we're not speaking of the philosophy of logic, we're speaking of the application of linear thinking. There's some ways in which emotion is very much part of that. But generally speaking, if you're taking a logical approach, you're just going to dryly observe the facts and then piece them together in a straight line. Serendipity doesn't lend itself, or make available to itself anything like this. Serendipity shows you that most everything curves. This is something we've talked about before. Nothing, in fact, goes in a straight line. And within the realm of geometry, where straight lines are defined, a straight line between any two points or a ray starting from one point and then going off infinitely in another direction, for instance, in the ways of sunlight. Sunlight would theoretically be the light of a star emanating, moving out through the galaxy into the universe. That light would theoretically be a straight line, theoretically, a ray, not stopping, not changing course until it is reflected by something that it encounters. That's when it becomes a line, because that reflection point is where the two points then are defined. Now, this is the theory of geometry. But a ray is not a straight line. Light cannot travel through outer space. And again, we're in the realm of astrophysics, which is itself its own little dream. We just want to bring this point to your attention. A ray of light cannot travel in a straight line because gravity will impact it. Gravity will pull it. It will pass by objects that are exerting gravity and will bend the light. Some of them are very strong, such as a black hole. Others are relatively mild, such as a passing meteorite, a comet, or an asteroid. But we're not here, of course, not to talk about astrophysics, for that is entirely a dream. We're here to talk about what's actually happening where you are, in the room where you're sitting. The lines of thought that you have are never straight. They're always curving. And serendipity is where the curves intersect and dance with each other. It's where they come across each other and influence each other and are quite helpful. There is an inner intelligence to all of this, unlike the logical straight line thinking that says this is random, there's nothing defining it, or if there is something defining it, it's far away, like a distant deity sitting up on a cloud somewhere, far, far away from where you are. And that where you're in the middle of is dealing with the random things that are being presented to you. But you're not far, far away from the source of your good, for the source of your good is sitting at the center of your holographic universe. And in this hologram, there is great serendipity in play, meaning that all things, the thoughts you're having, the words you're speaking, and what you directly encounter, what you're intentionally and by default manifesting, everything is dancing together in harmony. That's serendipity. Now, another word you might be thinking of is synchronicity, where these things come together in a certain specific way at a certain specific time. And that's part of serendipity from our perspective. But synchronicity is about time. Serendipity is about the entirety of who you are, from the way we see it and how we use the word. As you think serendipitous thoughts, as we said before, you are entering into a conscious state, consciously thinking these thoughts, being aware of the perfection that is rising up to meet you, those curves we're talking about, right now in this very moment. Our suggestion for today is that you simply go about and say something like this to yourself. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts. And breathe that in and repeat it. You can say it out loud. You can say it to yourself. You can write it down. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. Our true, defined, delineated, and delicious suggestion for you is that you say this and let it be true. In other words, don't analyze it. When you analyze anything, you freeze it, like taking a photograph. Everything is frozen. And that's giving you the opportunity and the ability to examine. This can be very helpful, but not here. Analyzing serendipity essentially makes it scatter away from you. It's not truly that which is happening, but it's something very much like that. Serendipity, you could consider to be like birds that fly around you. If you try to reach for them and grab them, they will duck you. They will avoid you. Because serendipity cannot be like the wave upon the sand. It cannot be pinned down. It's going to seem like these things are very ephemeral. So there are two purposes from our perspective that directly refer to the usefulness of thinking serendipitous thoughts as a conscious act. One is the delight of the serendipity, which we are quite certain you're quite familiar with. You may think it was long ago and far away or not enough, but here through the series, you can turn your attention in this direction and have more of it. But the other reason, it seems to us quite powerful indeed, to be discussing, concentrating on, focusing on, exploring, and unearthing the power behind thinking serendipitous thoughts. The other reason that it's so useful is that it is a study in subtleness. Study is not exactly the right word, but you could use that here, where you suddenly become aware, or perhaps not quite so subtly, become aware of the fact that big, huge bursts of energy are rare and uncommon. But in constant motion go the thoughts that you think, taking shape through speech and through action into form. Not necessarily in that order, and not necessarily involving speech or action. But you use your body to navigate among the objects you are conversing with and calling forth into being. And your emotion with these things is serendipitous at all times. Thinking serendipitous thoughts reveals that to you. It's going to be subtle, though. It's not going to be big and loud and blasting. It will not hit you over the head. As we said before, the serendipity of thoughts is very fleeting. It's like a bird on flight. It will not yield to your demand, but once you decide that you are indeed thinking serendipitous thoughts, I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, you will begin to see what is really happening here, where you are sitting in this place and this time and in this way. And you will notice, deliciously and delightfully, magically and powerfully, that you are indeed in the right place at the right time and in the right way, and that everything you desire is rising up to meet you. And this is happening in wonderful, magical, and amazing ways. That is the serendipity of all thoughts. And you are thinking them now. To declare you are doing so, it's very powerful. Not big, explosive energy powerful, but very powerful in the sense that you are in the right place at the right time and in the right way, right here and right now, and everything here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it's good. So with that, we bring these words to a conclusion by saying a statement that is full of serendipity, words that we love to say each and every time we say them, and that is this: that as wonderful and delightful and delicious and amazing and magical as all of this is, as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better from here.